to know my occupation. I get paid to rock the nation. Rolling.
Hold it now.
This morning from Chicago, Roland Martin, good morning.
Hey, folks, all good, heading to the airport, back to D.C., so I had a great time last night with Abel, interviewing Governor Pat Quinn, talking about a variety of issues, and so we had a great time, and everyone in Chicago says hello. Yesterday, the defense team for George Zimmerman, they launched a new website, also have launched a social media strategy. Clearly, they want to change the tide of public opinion. This morning, we talked with Natalie Jackson, one of the attorneys for Trayvon Martin family. Natalie, clearly, George Zimmerman's attorneys want to impact the public in a different and unique way. What do you make of this new campaign by his attorney?
Well, I'll tell you, Roland, this is something that we haven't seen before in the legal defense field. Mark O'Meara is a very savvy lawyer. He's media savvy. This is what he does. You know, the only thing that I can say is that for someone who announced that they weren't going to be trying this case in the media, it certainly seems like it with all the websites and the Facebook and the interviews that he's giving, that it's going to be, you know, that they are going to do everything possible to make George look good and, you know, sort of try this case in the media. So
now, how is the defense fund for Trayvon Martin's family going? Because, I mean, obviously on Zimmerman's side, some $200,000 was being raised, and people still want to contribute more to his fund. And so how is the Martin defense fund going?
Yeah, it's shocking. Well, first of all, there is no Martin defense fund because we don't have a legal defense fund for the Martins. There's a foundation fund. So the Martin family has set up a foundation in memory of their son. And if anyone wanted to donate to that foundation, it's justicetm.org. That's where they would go to donate. That's the official site. So right now the foundation has has less than $100,000 in it. Yet, so it says something about us in America where someone can kill a child and raise over $200,000 in a month, and a foundation which is to do good and spread the word about senseless crimes and help victims advocate against senseless crimes, you know, raises less than $100,000.
One of the things that also has jumped out is, and I've gotten a ton of these folks, a lot of Zimmerman supporters have been creating all of these different Twitter accounts and literally attacking people who are talking about justice for Trayvon Martin. And, I mean, I've literally probably had to block more than 100 different Twitter accounts for people who have been touting George Zimmerman.
Yeah, well, you know, and that's the funny thing is because we hear so much about George Zimmerman's safety and his family and his supporters' safety. But I think that the people that have been supporting Trayvon Martin, justice for Trayvon Martin, we've proven that we've been peaceful, that we want a legitimate conviction and a legitimate arrest, and that, well, you know, we trust in the legal system to do their job. It seems as though some of, not all, but some of the supporters of George Zimmerman, they are the rabid crazy ones.
I got to ask you this question. Alan Dershowitz, of course, Harvard professor, he's been all over television blasting Special Prosecutor Angela Corey, just trashing her. You know, here's a guy the media loves, the media darling, and his whole argument basically is, look, this guy shouldn't be charged, and it's a shame that he's actually having to go through all of this. What do you make of Dershowitz in this whole campaign he's launching?
I have to say that I love Alan Dershowitz, but he is so wrong in this case because he doesn't even know what the evidence is. They have not released all the evidence. So, you know, for Alan Dershowitz to talk about what Angela Curry knows or what she charges, I think that he's very wrong, and he should wait until the evidence comes out. We saw this in the Casey Anthony trial with all these legal analysts who just, you know, assumed that there was going to be an outcome, and there was a different outcome because they didn't know the evidence. In this case, I will say that, you know, for all the supporters of justice for Trayvon, Angela Corey is an ethical prosecutor, and she would not have filed this affidavit if she did not believe she could get a murder two conviction.
Natalie, can you speak to the fact that we're getting a lot of email from people who are saying that the Koch brothers, who own the Georgia Pacific line of products, that they are part of the defense fund or supplying the defense fund for George Zimmerman?
We don't know anything about that. I did see a press release that they released that said they did not support the George Zimmerman fund. However, we don't have any information one way or another on that.
Gotcha.
All right. Natalie Jackson, we certainly appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.